Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm your host, Stephen Kay. As always, it is my honor and blessing to share this time with you, as we do every Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time live. Our phones are open, so you can give us a call at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. You can also shoot an email to me at stephenkaylive.com. Those resources are not only available when we're on the air, they're available off the air. The number goes to my office, the emails come straight to me, and I will always be available to answer your questions, assist you, and refer you to a show advisor or a trusted resource that can help you in your life, at your business, and with your money. Our special guest today, as I previously announced, is Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition, and he is here teaching us his seven pillars of health and healing. Today, we're going to be focused on cardiovascular health. And did you know that one out of every two people die from heart disease in the United States? That means that, unfortunately, between me and Dan, one of us may not have very good chances. Dr. Dan, always glad to have you on the show. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Stephen. It's good to be here.
So which one of us is it?
Well, we'll leave that up to God, but I'm trying to see if we can change your probable predictable future. If we keep talking every week like this, I think you're going to start learning to make some changes in your life. What do you think?
I think so. And for those of you that don't know the inside joke, it could be is it going to be the guy who's eating Tootsie Rolls in between the segments, or the guy who eats healthy? Probably Dr. Dan has better chances than I do, but that's why I have him here on the show, not to teach all of us, including myself, how we can be healthier, how we can create better longevity and a healthy life so that we have more fun living. Now, Dr. Dan, cardiovascular health is very important, and not many people think about how to clean out the inside of their body.
Yes, Stephen. It's funny because we don't think about the arteries clogging up until they're actually so clogged that we say, oh, we have to go in and get bypass surgery. And how many bypass surgeries do we have? I'm sure most of the listeners know at least one person has had to, go through bypass surgery. And what that is, real simply, is the arteries to the heart are actually clogged. So what they do is they put new arteries going to the heart. And believe it or not, if the arteries of the heart are clogged, then the heart, even though it has blood in the inside of it, will not be able to nourish itself, and you can get heart attacks. So what we want to do is just think about that. The arteries that go through your body go throughout your entire body. And we want to cleanse all these arteries. And there's a real easy, natural way to do it. We use whole food nutritional supplements. We use herbs, and we can cleanse out these arteries. What I like to say, when's the last time you've Roto-Rooted your arteries?
Is there a Roto-Rooter that we can call?
Yeah, absolutely.
His name's Dr. Dan. You can find him at drdanwellness.com.
And, we joke about this, but of course it's a very serious thing. We have patients that come into us that have been to the cardiologist, and they found that they have 70% occlusion, or what we would think of as blockage in their arteries. And they are on a very short list of being need to go in for bypass surgery. And what they do is they come to our office. We do the work that we do. They give us a couple months to work on this, and we start cleansing and cleansing and cleansing, and we change their diets, which we'll talk about soon. And then they come back and they get retested, and they're only 30% occluded, which they means is they avoided open heart surgery, which obviously is extremely risky, but also tens of thousands of dollars for a few hundred dollars worth of supplements and some, lifestyle changes.
And that's a huge difference that it can make in someone's life. If you're able to actually, and I'm not just talking about financially, yes, a surgery like that is very expensive, as you mentioned, and nobody wants to have to spend that kind of money or have a hit on their insurance of that size, because then it makes it harder for you to qualify if you have to get new health insurance. But more importantly is the life aspect of it. To go through surgery, it's very painful, it's very risky, as you said, and there are better ways to take care of ourselves so that the problem doesn't become that problem.
Yes, we don't like to think about a heart attack, but the reality of it is 50% of the time, what the first symptom of the heart attack is? Death. So that's scary. You know, most people think, oh, well, you know, there's some signs or some things. And, you know, I can pick up on subtle signs of, you know, problems with heart disease, but most people don't recognize it, don't see it. And so that's a scary concept. So maybe we should start being proactive about our health and start thinking about, you know, what would the 100-year-old Stephen talk to, you know, the Stephen today and say, what should you do? What choices should you make today so that you can have a great, healthy life for the rest of your life, so that you can play with your kids, your grandkids for the rest of your life?
Now, you wrote a great article on cardiovascular health for our newsletter. You can find it this online at drdanwellness.com. And you say that the first and most important thing you can do to avoid heart disease, as you previously mentioned, was dealing with the foods that you eat and starting to avoid some of the more refined foods and starches that, yes, we all know and love and they're so yummy, but there's a way that you can still have a fun and fulfilling diet with maybe avoiding some of these things that create this type of cardiovascular issue.
Yes, Stephen. First, I want to clear up a lot of confusion, and we'd have to go into lots of research, and the book references are on my website as well. But basically, the research is extremely clear that what's causing heart disease is refined foods and starches. And there's a lot of doctors out there, unfortunately, still caught in this model of belief system that it's saturated fats. There's very, very little research that holds up that talks about saturated fats as causing heart disease. There may be some effect, but the grand effect is refined foods. And a great way to look at that is you can look at Dr. Weston Price. He was a dentist in the 20s and 30s, and what he did is he realized we were having cavities in kids when we never did before. And he said, what's going on? He decided to travel the globe and go to all these different cultures. And what he found is that they not only had healthy teeth, they didn't have heart disease, they didn't have cancer, they didn't have diabetes, and he's like, wow, this is like basically non-existent. What's going on here? And then he watched as they became, quote, civilized and started bringing in refined foods. And guess what happened? They started having diabetes, they started having heart disease, they started having cancer. And what we realized is the refined foods, these things that are man-made, not God-made, I always go back to that basic principle, the way God and nature put things on this planet is going to be healthier for us. The way we man-make stuff, we are changing the quality of the fuel we're putting in our body in a way that it's harmful for ourselves.
And, you know, it always makes me wonder, human beings are so extremely intelligent and innovative, and yet we think we can change the way things are supposed to, the way things are already made to work. And when we refine our foods, like you said, it's not made the way God intended to mix with our bodies, and therefore we're changing the process that is probably designed to keep us as healthy as possible.
Yes. We are designed, we are beautifully and wonderfully made. If we have the right fuel, we can be healthy. And I know this for a fact because I have many, many patients that come into my office that are sick, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, whether it's whatever the case may be. And as we are starting to feed them back to health with whole food nutritional supplements, moving them away from the starches and refined foods, by the way, that the main starches are pasta, bread, white potatoes, rice. Okay, those are the heavy hitters. So when you're thinking of the cakes and things that you're going to be having over Christmas time and that type of stuff, I understand, you know, okay, so you might do it for a very short time, but if you're doing that for a long period of time, you are just building up and clogging up the arteries.
And we'll get to this a little bit later in more detail, but you have a great resource on your website. You mentioned it in the article that's live on the website right now, StephenKLive.com, and there is a link to your website. And in the article, you mentioned that if you go to your website, anyone can download a heart disease risk questionnaire directly from DrDanWellness.com. So if you want to give yourself a little bit of a check, this resource is free for you to use. It's at DrDanWellness.com. Go to the cardiovascular health topic under the 7 pillars of health and healing, and you can find this free heart disease risk questionnaire at drdanwellness.com. Now, Dr. Dan, you know, when you talked earlier and you joked earlier about being able to Roto-Rooter the insides of your arteries, but you do this naturally. And you discussed how you help your clients with certain whole food supplements and herbs and other things that they're taking inside their body that can give the body a natural cleanse rather than that man-made mechanical cleanse that's surgically done when it's absolutely necessary.
Yes, and remember, when you're going in for a bypass surgery, they're not cleansing your arteries. They're just putting new arteries there to the heart. So you still have hundreds of miles of arteries that are inside your body that have not been addressed or looked at. Think of what a stroke is. You know, a stroke is a lack of blood flow to a part of the brain, right? So we really want to cleanse all the arteries of our body, and we want to think more globally than just saying, okay, here's the pinpointed problem right here, and the arteries go in the heart, and we're just going to work on those by, we'll just put new ones in there. It, you know, modern medicine is a miracle for the people that need it, but what we want to do is think smart and say, okay, what can we do to avoid going down that path and that road? So yes, it's as simple as putting some different herbs that are very cleansing to our body, and different nutritional supplements that literally eat this plaque off the inside of our arteries. And as we do this, what happens is people get healthier. They get more nutrition to their tissues, which means to their organs and to their vitality. If you're not as vital and don't feel like the way you did when you graduated high school, there's a good chance that you are nutrient deficient, and we need to do something about that.
You are listening to Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. If you're concerned with your health and wellness, then you definitely need to give Dr. Dan a call. You can contact him directly at 713-295-9358. Again, that's 713-295-9358. Or check out his website, drdanwellness.com. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. You're listening to the Life, Business, and Money radio show, and there's more to come on your health right here on Life, Business, and Money. So stay tuned. Welcome back. This is the Life, Business, and Money radio show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. As always, it is truly a blessing for me to have the privilege of spending this time with you. We have this show broadcast live at StephenKayLive.com every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central. Our phones are open when we're live at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. If you're listening to an archive or podcast, that number goes to my office. You can always reach me for the help and advice that you need at 713-783-8365. And the resources that we discuss on the show are also available on our website, StephenKayLive.com. With me, talking about your health and healing with his seven pillars of health and healing principles, is Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. He is teaching us today about cardiovascular health, one of the seven pillars that he teaches you and his clients and patients regularly. And Dr. Dan, in the last segment, I kind of previewed something that you made available on your website, drdanwellness.com, for free, and that is a heart disease risk questionnaire. And I was looking at it during the break. It's a fairly interesting questionnaire. It takes people through a lot of different areas that they should be looking out for if they are truly concerned with their cardiovascular health.
Yes, Stephen. I made it very basic, but then there are some very powerful little tests that you can do on yourself to check and see where you're at. The first thing is just looking at the foods that we eat. So let's get into that for a moment, and we'll just talk a little bit about it. We already mentioned avoiding processed foods, which process means we process themselves ourselves and man-made, which is basically the center of the grocery store. White flour, white sugar, processed milk. These are things that we've been able to link to heart disease. We're real clear on that. There's not much guess about that, okay? And so we want to go into the next level, which is avoiding trans fats. Now, trans fats is a complicated concept in chemistry, but we're not going to get into that. Basically, what it is anything that says hydrogenated on it. So what they did is the food manufacturers realized that oils would go bad on the shelf, and they figured, what is a way that we can make sure the food doesn't go bad on the shelf? Well, if we inject hydrogen into it, we can change it in a way that it would never spoil. There's a basic principle, once again, God's foods spoil. So if the food doesn't spoil, then it's probably not healthy for you. And we now are linking trans fats not only to heart disease, we're able to link them now to autoimmune disease and how it weakens the cell lining and causes us to attack our own body. And then we're also being able to start linking them to cancer. So trans fats is a huge thing for us to avoid. So you want to read packages, anything that says hydrogenated, H-Y-D-R-O-G-E-N-A-T-E-D on it, then we want to avoid that.
Now, I've got to imagine that that's in a lot more foods than we may think.
Oh, it is. It is prevalent in our society. It is really, really big. So, you know, when you're starting to look at things that are, then when you're trying to avoid trans fats, you start realizing, oh, there's a whole bunch of foods that now are just off the list. And we just realize these are cancer-causing, heart disease-causing, and we just don't want to go there. So this is one of the reasons, it's a whole other topic we'll do another day, but one of the main reasons that autoimmune disease has skyrocketed in the last 30 years so much. So I want to just, you know, keep going through the different points, though, because there's a lot of points here. Omega-3s, everybody's talking about omega-3s and how they're heart-healthy fats, which is wonderful. It's great. I'm glad that even your medical doctor is probably telling you to do omega-3s. The key, though, is to make sure you're getting high-quality omega-3s, ones that have not gone rancid. So what's the quick test on that? I know you're not going to like this, but bite into that capsule. If that tastes fishy, if it tastes rancid, if it tastes bad, you want to throw it away because it's gotten oxidized and it's actually doing you more harm than good. So it's really important. What we use in our office are capsules that are small, that are very, make sure that no air gets in there. Also, they want to be testing these oils to make sure that they don't have heavy metals, which is a whole nother issue. And we don't want to have mercury and these other things laced, lots of that in those capsules. So,
and there's companies out there that make this stuff that's supposed to be healthy for you, and they have these metals and other things in it that are bad for you?
Right, because it is in actual fish, and it's worse in fish today. There's, you know, a lot of talk about that, but it is in some of the fish. And then if it's in high concentrations, and it's been tested, like they'll grab a bottle and, you know, I love Costco, but I don't go to Costco to buy my health food. I mean, so, you know, if you go and buy a bottle of fish oil at Costco, yeah, you're going to pay less for it. But the question is, are you going to end up paying more for it because it's actually harming you instead of helping you?
Interesting.
So the next thing is a whole nother big concept, which you can learn more about from Weston Price, which is eating foods that are high in vitamin A and vitamin D. Okay, you probably know years ago our grandparents used to always talk about cod liver oil because it was high in vitamin A and vitamin D, but also natural grass-fed beef. That's going to have more vitamin A and vitamin D in it. It's also going to have anti-cancer fats in it. So, yes, you know, I do have grass-fed beef, and I don't worry about that causing heart disease. But if I eat the grain-fed beef, the stuff that's, you know, fed lots of corn that's in a regular grocery store, well, there you might want to avoid that if you're trying to avoid heart disease. Okay?
Okay. What else is on the checklist that we should really be aware of?
We're almost done with the food area. The obvious stuff is to try to eat your fruits and veggies, right? We want a minimum of 5 fruits and veggies every day. You know, ideally it would be double that, but at least 5 fruits and veggies every day so that that's 5 fruits and 5 veggies to make sure that we're getting lots of helpings of these natural nutrients that are in our body. Now, a lot of us, I met a gentleman the other day that says, I don't eat anything green. I avoid green. Well, guess what? Then you're a candidate for a supplement that has green in it. And yes, we can put the green inside a capsule if you don't want to taste it. But it's very important to have those greens. They work so well on the cardiovascular system and the liver and our body. And then, of course, the whole food supplementation is something that, you know, is near and dear to my heart because it's changed so many people's lives. And we want to avoid those isolated fractionated vitamins and minerals that are in the grocery store. Now, Stephen, we get into this next section here on the questionnaire. And these are tests that have been tried and true for a long time. And they're very simple. They don't cost you any money. All you need is a tape measure. You know that tape measure your mom used to use to measure your clothes?
Yeah,
with?
The soft one.
Right.
Just wrapped around anything.
Exactly. All we need to do is measure your height and measure your waist. And your waist needs to be half as many inches as your height or less. And if it's greater than that, you're going to have a much greater risk for heart disease. Okay? That's pretty straightforward. So
it's pretty basic.
Yes. And then the second thing is something called your waist to hip ratio. Now, the numbers are on the questionnaire. But you want to measure around your waist, you want to measure around your hips, and then you want to do a ratio. In other words, take one and divide it by the other. And there's a ratio where we're in health, okay, where we're in a good place for men and for women. Of course, women's hips are a little bit different because they can have children. And we look at those ratios, and the healthy ratio for men is 0.95, and for women is 0.80, okay? If it's more than those numbers, then we're moving towards heart disease.
And that's interesting. If you divide your waist by your hip size, then if it's not within a certain ratio, you're at greater risk. And then you go in, you know, then of course you go into your lifestyle section on the questionnaire, which I thought is really interesting. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you say, hey, I'd like to take that questionnaire, it's available for you for free at Dr. Dan's website. You can go to drdanwellness.com and go under the 7 pillars of health category, under nutrition, and look at today's topic, which is cardiovascular, and it'll be right there. You'll be able to download the questionnaire for free and do a little quick testing yourself. Lifestyle is probably one of the more interesting sections because we know that our lifestyle does affect our health, and you talk about exercising and being active and so forth in this quick test.
Yes, and you know the thing that's going to boggle some people's minds out there is they hear cardiovascular and they think, okay, I need to run every day for at least 20 to 30 minutes per day for all week long, and that's the only way I'm going to get my cardiovascular system healthy. Well, guess what? The research doesn't support that. What the research supports is that we need to exercise 20 to 140 minutes per week, guys. And as we start going below 20 and above 140, guess what? It's just like the bell curve that you learned in school. You can under-exercise and you can over-exercise. And when we start over-exercising, I know some people are screaming at me right now listening to this. But when you over-exercise, you actually start moving away from health. Okay, so you can overdo it. That's why the average athlete dies younger than a lot of us. And so we need to understand that there is a health range. You can underdo things and you can overdo things.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I mean, if you're in a car and you drive around normal speeds all the time, then and you take good care of that vehicle, then the car is going to last you a long time. But if you drove at 10 miles an hour in third gear, that probably isn't going to help you too much. And if you drove at 150 miles an hour everywhere you went, well, aside from all the tickets that you're going to get, it's going to be very hard on the engine. And your body works in a very similar way. You don't want to be too hard on your engine.
Absolutely, Stephen. You're exactly right. We just want to make sure that we're in balance. And that whole bell curve thing, it applies to all health. You know, I hear people say, well, everything in moderation. Well, that's not exactly right because poison in moderation is not good for you. But, you know, when we're looking at things, we want to make sure that we're not underdoing thing or overdoing thing. And that's that concept, is that you want to be in that specific range there. And we talk a little bit about, and you can look at it on the website, a little bit about what a good resting heart rate is and stuff like that. But the same thing holds true for sleep, believe it or not. You know, about 8 to 9 hours sleep is a healthy average. And there's been lots of research studies to show that if those people that are getting 11 hours sleep, they actually have more risk of heart disease, more risk of poor health, as well as the people who are getting 6 hours sleep. So again, this bell curve thing, when I teach my two and a half hour seminar on heart disease that I come out to people's communities and I do, you know, for 10, 20 different people, then what happens is people are just amazed at how much research is supporting this bell curve action. So we want to don't want to get too little sleep, but we also don't want to get too much sleep on a routine basis.
You're listening to Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. If you would like a copy of his free heart disease risk questionnaire, it's available at his website, drdanwellness.com. Just look under cardiovascular in the 7 pillars of health category, and you'll be able to find the questionnaire right there. It's all available to you online at drdanwellness.com. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion on how you can take better care of your health, specifically your cardiovascular health, and how other areas of your life actually impact your risk of heart disease. It's all happening right here on the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, and there is more to come in just a moment. Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. Stephen Kay here, along with Dr. Dan Cuney, discussing your health and how you can create better health in your life so that you can do more at work, at home, be more successful, be more productive. That's what good health really does for you. It creates a lifestyle that allows you to have the energy and the vitality that you need to accomplish your goals and dreams. If you have a question or comment, you can reach us at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. You can email me at stephenklive.com. And all of the resources that we discuss here on the show are available on our website, stephenklive.com. Dr. Dan, we were going through your heart disease risk questionnaire that you have available on your website. And the last section is what interests me the most. And, you know, we talked about the foods that you eat in the previous segment. We talked about the lifestyle that you lead as far as how you take care of your health, the exercise, your sleep, all of those things. But there's another aspect of your lifestyle that does affect your health. It affects your heart, and that is the amount of stress or lack thereof that you have or create in your life. And that can be everything from your home life to your work to the people that you have around you. I think that's another important aspect that we have to consider when we're talking about taking good care of ourselves.
Certainly, Stephen. When we're looking at heart disease, you know, we can't forget about the emotional part of it. Now, one of the things that you want to think about, too, is it's not just the stress, but it's how we take on that stress. So many of us talk about, oh, well, we can just let it roll off our shoulders, but literally learning how to do that, learning to, you know, have some sort of stress in our life and then focus in on the positive, to be able to see something happen in your life and say, well, that's just, you know, that's just part of life. And again, remember that God is continuing to bless us every day and that we have something greater coming along the way. So a lot of us are going through stresses right now with everything from family stresses, but also to work stresses. You know, in our economy today, we've got a lot of challenges there. And you clearly, I can see a difference in the patients that come in who are focused on what God has for them and knowing something is greater in store for them in the future versus the ones that are just taking it on. And you can just even see it in their countenance, in their face, in their body, in their health. And so there's no question that how we look at stress and how we deal with stress has a huge effect on our lives. You know, there's been research to show that if you're happy with your work, there's less heart disease. There's been research to show that if you're happy with your work, there's less low back pain. I mean, this is crazy that we can actually find this. You know that we are the only animal on the planet that has more heart attacks on Monday than any other day of the week. Why do you think that is?
Because Monday's a stressful day.
We have to go back to work, right? So we're thinking about, oh my God, all the stress that, all the things I have to do at work and they go in. How can that be that we actually are creating more heart attacks? But what we think about and what we do on a daily basis along this line really has a big deal with our health and our well-being.
That's very interesting. And yeah, being happy at your work or unhappy at your work certainly affects it. Being happy with your marriage versus being unhappy with your home life can also impact you. There's stresses around us all the time, and it's up to us how we deal with those and manage those. And no, Dr. Dan's not here for psychological counseling, but it certainly does have an impact on what you see in your practice with your patients when it comes to their health and vitality, especially in reference to heart disease.
Yes, Stephen. And of course, it's good to have a good psychologist, but I think it's also good for us to be our own good psychologist. In other words, when we look at things and we say, okay, how can I find the positive in this situation? You know, Joel Osteen is real, famous for saying, well, if you were unhappy in your marriage and God took, and for some reason you guys were separated and you weren't together for a long time, and then you came back together, you may be grateful and thankful for having that person back in your life again. So, you know, how we look at that stuff, and the same thing with our house, you know, are we grateful and thankful for the house or the apartment or the car? I get up every morning and I say positive affirmations. And I've learned this from Joel, but Osteen, and I just go through and I say these things to remind myself of all the gifts that God's giving me on a daily basis. Yes, I'm going to run into some stresses during the day. We all do. But how do we look at the global picture of our life? You know, we also talk about forgiving others and holding grudges. You know, for holding grudges, there is an aspect of that energy, that emotion that sticks to us and holds on to us. And the more that we hold grudges, the more chances of heart attacks and heart disease we have.
I noticed that was on your checklist, and I was actually pleasantly surprised, because people that hold that kind of stuff in, it becomes poison. It's literally poison inside that's festering inside of your body that can truly cause so much stress internally that it turns into a physical manifestation.
Yes, Stephen. You know, whenever I think about this, I always think about that Cheers episode, and it was really funny. And if you remember Cheers, it was Woody, was the bartender that was behind the bar that was maybe not quite as smart as everyone, and he would talk about, well, you know, when something's not going quite right, then what happens is I just push it down inside, and I push it down, and I just don't think about it, and I push it down. And Fraser, who's the psychiatrist, is on the other side of the bar, and he just looks over to his friend, and he goes, tick, tick, tick. And that's how our lives are. I mean, if we don't deal with this, if we don't get out in nature, if we don't walk, we don't talk, we don't do some form of art, we don't do some gardening, we don't do some things to let out some of these emotions and let in some of the wonderfulness of what God's put here on the planet, it is going to have an effect. There's no question about it.
If you're looking for help on creating better heart, better cardiovascular health for yourself, if you are concerned with your risk at heart disease, you definitely want to get a copy of this checklist. It is on Dr. Dan's website, drdanwellness.com. You need to look under the 7 pillars of health under the topic of cardiovascular, and you'll find a free download for this checklist right there. It's a PDF. You'll be able to print it out. Go down the list yourself. Go down the list with your spouse. Learn how you can create better health in your life, from the foods that you eat to the lifestyle of exercise that you live to the stress that you have in your life and how to better manage it, from your work to your marriage to your relationships. You talk about having good relationships within your community and how that helps you create better, lower risk of cardiovascular health. And, you know, we're always professing networking here on the Life, Business, and Money radio show, getting out there, meeting people, developing relationships, creating rapport with others. Not only can it help you have a healthier business, it can just help you be a healthier person.
Yeah, relationships are huge. I mean, if you're at home and you're just watching TV all day, or maybe you go to work and you're sitting with a computer, maybe talking to a couple people, and then you come home and you stay with your your relationship is with the TV, that's not going to give you what you need to be dynamic, growing, and feel great in your health and your life and about the vibrancy. You know, on my website as well, under the About Dr. Dan thing, there's books that recommend. And, you know, I not only have a whole section on books on nutrition I recommend, I have books on God I recommend. And there's a lot of stuff there that somebody who's listening right now may want to look at. You know, for me, in this situation, when I was struggling a little bit with this, you know, Joel Osteen's book on Your Best Life Now was one of the best books out there. And I know we're in Houston, so a lot of people know about him, but it was one of the best books out there to just really help me reformat how I was thinking about my health, how I was thinking about my life, how I was thinking about all these different things. And then the next thing I would look at is like The Dream Giver by Bruce Wilkinson, which is, let's look at that big dream that God's put in us since we were born. And are we moving towards that big dream on a daily basis? Are we doing something to help us feel fulfilled in our life? Like, are we just going to be here, or are we going to leave a mark? That's the thing that really gets me up and moving every day.
The bottom line is that it all starts with you. The attitude that you take towards your own life, the focus that you give to your health begins with you. And the best way to have good health is to start to create it in your own life. And that goes from everything to how you interact with other people, to how you react to life circumstances, to how you take care of yourself and yourself and what you feed your body. All of that applies to your health. If you want more tips on how to create better health in your life, contact Dr. Dan Cuney. He is our customized clinical nutritionist here on the Life, Business, Money radio show. You can reach him directly at his own practice. The number to call is 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Or visit his website, drdanwellness.com. There you'll find all of the resources that he discusses with us here on the show on a week-to-week basis and so much more. I mean, we can only get into so much in the short hour that we have to spend with you. So check it out online at drdanwellness.com. Dr. Dan, as always, thank you so much for the advice that you provide here on the program.
Thank you, Stephen. It was wonderful to be with you again, and we'll see you next week.
And we've got to wrap up our show, so when we come back, we're going to do our final segment here for today on the Life, Business, and Money show. Stay tuned. There is more to come. I'm Stephen Kay on Life, Business, and Money, and we'll be back right after this.